All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition. Well, sort of live of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. And again, this is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, as always, I want you to go out. Listen, I do my begging. I do my plea. I beg you, go out to Facebook. In a couple of weeks, I'm getting ready to move everything that I do. The broadcast, the Facebook broadcast, is going to move out over to the Facebook page for the Unleashed Radio Hour. So just simply go look, Unleashed Radio Hour, search for it, like the page. Just like the page. That's all you got to do to stay connected. I post information, resources. Again, the live broadcast is going to move over there. Yeah, I give quotes. It is the grand du jour of everything's Unleashed Radio Hour. Now, wait, it is also the UnleashedRadioHour.com website. Again, UnleashedRadioHour.com website. Hop on over, get dialed in, get connected, and stay along with the show. Share information, share. Hey, this show is about helping you unleash your career and business. So please, if you know someone that can use the information, you're like, hey, I know someone who's looking for jobs. Well, guess what? We've done shows on job searching. We're going to get into some of the jobs and the experience required today to land that next round of gainful employment. We're going to talk today about why experience is required. We're going to put into process some steps that you can repeat, not only for your job search, but for a lot of things in life as well. So listen, stay connected, be connected. Glad to have you on board. Thank you for having the opportunity or taking the opportunity to be a part here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're going to run to a break, and we'll come back right after these messages.
This is Roger Michalski from Eagle Financial Publications. Are you a dividend investor? If so, let me tell you about a website that has just about every resource that a dividend investor could ask for. It's called dividendinvestor.com. We just launched a new and improved version of it, and there's nothing else like it. When you log on to dividendinvestor.com, you'll find screening tools plus an all-star ranking system to help you find the best dividend opportunities. There's a scorecard to track the dividends in your very own portfolio, plus time-sensitive updates so you'll be the first to know when dividends go up or go down, and so many other features. Be my guest. Log on for free today at dividendinvestor.com. Set up a portfolio and see how easy it is to work the dividend calculator. And be sure to take the website tour to discover all the other great benefits. I'm convinced dividendinvestor.com will pay dividends to your bottom line. Go to dividendinvestor.com now. Dividendinvestor.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're rocking. We're rolling. We're back in black. Hey, hopefully we're not back in black. Listen, listen, listen. What I mean by that is you listen to us. We're live. We're in living color. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more by going to motivationaltransitions.com. All right, today, listen, last week I did a show where we were really trying to connect. It's at that successful back-to-school experience. The bonus tip that I gave at the end of the show was talking about how important it is for young people, especially those getting ready to go to college, to have some relevant experience that will help them launch their career. And see, and that's what we're talking about today. And this, ladies and gentlemen, please understand, that's the kind of the target audience. But this message that we're giving today, what I want you to hear today, it applies to everyone. It applies to everyone, not just someone getting ready to graduate from college, although that's kind of ideal. But you can, this process is going to be so simple. I love it. It's something I learned a long time ago, but I'm putting it as a template to helping you successfully manage your career and gain the relevant experiences that you need. But what I want to do is I want to put it into the context of a high school senior getting ready. Oh, wait a minute. Classes start in about a month, give or take, depending on where you go to school. And what I want you to think about is, what can I do? Begin with the end in mind. You guys know I talk about that all the time here on the show. Begin with the end in mind. What can I do so that when I am done with my college experience, whether it's a 2-year degree, 4-year degree, whatever the case might be, that when I go to apply for that chosen choice career, I'm able to be the one that employer says, this is the individual we want to hire for the job. This is the guy or gal that has everything we could ever imagine and hope for. Not only do they fit the team, but by golly, they've got some great experiences that are going to absolutely contribute positively to our company or to our organization. Why does that matter? Because by golly, I've been on the other side of the desk interviewing individuals, and sad story, I'll remove all names, but I had an experience one day when I'm interviewing a young man, recent college graduate. Sat down, went through, I said, okay, so tell me a little bit. You know, I'm trying to help him as a placement staffing agent, trying to help him get gainful, meaningful work. I said, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Okay, so we went through that. You know, that's not really a great question, but it's where we got started just to open the dialogue. I said, well, what kind of work are you looking for? Well, I really don't much care. Excuse me? You don't have an opinion? You don't have any ideas? You don't have any interest? You're not sure what you... No, no. Okay, well, tell me a little bit about what you've done. I said, well, what do you mean? Well, you have any past work experience? Or any skills? Any abilities? What have you done? Is anything that I can connect to that you enjoy that I can help to help market you to try to help you get gainful employment? And he looked at me with a blank stare on his face and goes, Well, I don't have any experience. I said, excuse me? I said, wait a minute. You've not done anything. Okay, I can, but you don't know what you want to do. How can I help you? And it kind of goes back to the old adage in the quote, and I take this from Alice in Wonderland, where Alice arrives and sees the Cheshire Cat up in the tree and says, could you tell me which way I ought to go from here? And the cat responds, well, dear, that depends on where you'd like to go. Alice says, oh, I don't care where. Well, then the cat says, well, then it doesn't matter which way you go. And the whole same thing applies to your job search. Now, here's some tips that we're going to get into today. Here's where we're going to go. And I've got a special assistant in here that's going to help me, Miss Audra. And we got five tips that we're going to break down for today's show. The first tip that we're going to get into really is the critical crux of everything that I've just talked about, the stories that I've shared, everything that I've done, everything that needs to occur. Because if you don't do this step, nothing else matters. So, Miss Audra, please give us tip number one.
Define the experience you want to have.
So, again, define the experience you want to have. Much like Alice talking to the Cheshire Cat, Alice didn't know where she wanted to go, what she wanted to do, and he says, it doesn't really matter. What I want you to understand and comprehend, your career, your job search is the same. Whether you're in between jobs, and I've talked about this in our In Between Jobs radio show that we did, and you can go back and listen to the podcast, go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on podcast, you'll find the shows listed. But it really makes a big difference. If you don't define it, you can't measure it. And if you can't measure it, good, bad, or indifferent, you sure cannot manage it. So let's talk about this one for a minute. Define the experiences you want. You see, some of what this is takes into account those things that are important to you, your values. What really is it that you really want to be able to do? What kind of experience do you want to have? Also takes into account your interests. We'll give you a case in point. Miss Audra loves animals. So one of the things that she could do, she's talked many a times about going on to veterinary school and working with animals. Yes, you have. She's given me that look. Right? But here's what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter what you want to do. The key is, can you go and begin to learn about that career or that vocation from people that are doing it now? And if you don't define the experience you want to have, then you're not going to go know where to look. You're not going to know how to begin to do certain things that will help you progress and move forward. You see, I spend some time on this, and again, I said earlier, this number one tip, define the experience you want to have, is being critical, because if you don't define it, you can't measure it, you can't manage it, you can't manage it. So let's talk about some ways that you can work in defining that experience you want to have. Adjectives. What I encourage folks to do, and I do career coaching and academic coaching, and I help young people try to figure out, in essence, what do they want to be when they grow up. What I want you to do is somewhere, somehow, whether it's OneNote, Evernote, a notepad, it doesn't matter. Notes in your phone. And this goes for people that are out working as professionals as well. Start keeping a journal or a log of keywords, adjectives that describe the ideal work experience you are seeking to find. And see, the reason why that is critical is because then you can begin to tell people, well, hey, I'm really looking for X, or I really want to go do Y. Because most people, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, If you're looking for work or you're in between jobs, you need to, and I'm kind of jumping the gun. We'll talk about this later. When you tap into your network, I guarantee you when someone says, well, hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm kind of in between jobs. I'm looking for work. Okay. I guarantee you without a doubt, guaranteed, the first question that they will ask you is the following question. Well, what kind of work are you looking for? Happens all the time. Happens all the time. And I keep bringing that up when I talk about jobs, when I talk about looking for work, because if you can't define it, well, then guess what? They can't help you go get it. If you can't tell someone that says, hey, well, I know some people, you know, I've got a network, you know, I'm on LinkedIn and I'm involved in my community. I'm a member of my local chamber of commerce. You know, I know some people, but I need to know what you're looking for so I can help be an extra set of eyes and ears for you in your search. That's where I go back to having the need to truly define the experience that you want to have. Now, to those high school seniors or those students that are getting ready to go to college, or if you're in college and maybe you've just figured it out, it behooves you to go and gain some experience in that area. Again, define it, go do it, and make it happen. And here's the analogy that I want to give in that regard. You know, a lot of people go into, they want to be teachers, they want to be educators. I think the system is somewhat flawed in that process, and I went through that system, and I was impacted by that system. I have a bachelor's degree in secondary education, double major, double minor, social studies and Spanish, history and geography, took a lot of classes. Now, for me, I had an experience that changed my career path exponentially. And what do I mean by that is, I said, you know what, I subscribed. I was very fortunate. I had a mentor in my life. His name is Dr. Bob Gonnett. Dr. Bob is up northeast, up in Boston, up in Beantown. But when Bob was a PhD student at Bowling Green State University, he was my supervisor. And he challenged me, and he gave me some Zig Ziglar tapes, which is where I'm like, really, I can work on me, and I can help grow me. And he really put that and instilled that in me at that point in time in my college career. But one quote that I really can say I took away from my entire college experience was Zig's quote, success is when opportunity meets preparation. And I had an opportunity to be prepared. Now, why do I say that? I took that quote as a secondary education major, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to try to help be an undergraduate co-facilitator and help teach, facilitate, train freshmen on how to be successful in college. Because I want to be able to, when I go out and student teach, I'm trying to gain as much experience I can. Success is when opportunity meets preparation. I want to be prepared so that I'm successful in my student teaching. What I didn't realize in that process is that I would uncover an area of passion by having that experience, working with first-year students. It's part of why I'm sharing this message with you here today, and that was years ago. Does that mean I had a terrible, horrible student teaching experience? No. It just put a light on what was right, and that's what led me to not go out directly from my college degree and go teach high school and teach social studies or in Spanish, right, which I could have done. No, I chose to go directly on to Texas A&M, get my master's degree, and to be an administrator in higher education. Why? Because something clicked. There was an opportunity that I saw, because guess what? I didn't define it, but I had an experience that made an impact on me. And that, ladies and gentlemen, drove my career. I'll talk a little bit about some other steps that we're going to take, but in essence, step one, define the experience you want to have. And this model that I'm going to give you, step one, it's about creating the plan. I'm not saying the plan as in the only plan. I'm talking about having a plan. Identify the basics, the objectives. This is where the definition comes of that experience that you want to have. You've got to define it. What are the options? What is it that looks like? And really get down that when someone says, you know, what kind of experience are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for some part-time work or some work at all. You can tell them without a doubt, without hesitation or reservation, I'm looking for, boom, fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. That's your job. So again, number one, define the experience you want to have. Create the plan. That is the foundation, ladies and gentlemen. If you're looking at making sure that you have a successful career, it starts, and I'm not saying that 16, 17, 18, or 19-year-olds must understand what they're going to do for the rest of their lives. I didn't. But it does start with beginning to have a plan, putting a plan in place, and then aligning. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to come into step two when we come back from the break. But you can't do step two before you first have step one and build that strong foundation on having a plan. That's the key. Hey, I'm the man that can help you with your plan. So listen, we're going to run to a break here in just a second. I want you to stay dialed in. I want you to stay connected. I want you to keep thinking about your own career if you've got one. And when did those experiences come into your life to better help you understand the plan for your career and how to unleash your career? You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're going to run to a break, and we will be right back after these messages.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the taxpayer hotline today at 1-800-442-4840. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone. 1-800-442-4840. You'll speak with qualified professionals who will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. And they'll deal directly with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or are already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. New IRS settlement policies have opened the doors for a fresh start. But hurry, this won't last forever, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. So call the taxpayer hotline today for free information. 1-800-442-4840. 1-800-442-4840.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot.
All right, if you had that one shot to get all the experience you could imagine, to get the career of your choice, so that you were able to unleash that career, get everything you want from it and more, would you take it? What would you do? Would you define clearly the experience you want to have and make sure that you build up all the necessary prerequisites, all the necessary experiences, all the necessary things you need to do to get to that next level? Well, if so, then you're dialed into the right radio show today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, and that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about, and the target audience, again, is we're really trying to, I'm trying to speak to the essence and the presence of our young folks of today about just creating some plans, of getting things in place, because when you go out and you actually do begin to start applying for jobs, unfortunately, for better or for worse, experience is required. You've got to start getting it today. So the first tip that we got really was boiled down to one key theme, which was have a plan. And that plan for step one is to truly define the experiences you want to have. What are you looking for? Do you want to work indoors, outdoors? What kind of work do you want to do with people? I don't know. It's your career, but you must define it if you're ever going to achieve it. So with that in mind, let's kick on over to my special assistant, Miss Audra here. She's going to give you tip number two.
Conduct an informational interview.
All right. So here's part of that piece, and this is a part of what you must do. This is a couple things, and there's a couple do activities and action plans that we need to do on a small scale, some things that we need to study, and some things that you need to get engaged with. And this next one was conducting an informational interview. So let me give you a case in point. You know, if someone says, hey, you know what, I think I want to be whatever career you can imagine, a banker. I want to be involved. I want to be a teacher. I want to be an administrator at some large company or organization. Oh, I want to be, heaven forbid, I want to be a captain, or I want to be an actress or a singer. I don't know what is on your heart of hearts with what you want to do with your life. But when you have an idea and you have some thoughts about what that can or what that will be, you need to take action on that. You need to conduct informational interviews. So the key thing is start, and again, we're going to get to this a little bit later, an action step. So you create the plan, and then from that plan, you do something. So part of the do is creating, you've defined what you're looking for. Let's just take that someone wants to be a mechanic. Well, in your circle of influence, do you know any mechanics? Are there any mechanics that you can talk to that you can learn about the day in the life of? And see, that's where that informational interview comes in. You want to be a human resources professional. All right, for whatever reason, that's what tickles your fancy, then talk to people that work in human resources. There's a lot of different areas in human resources. There's everything from compensation to benefits to training and development to work and pay. And there's a whole host of things that get into that play. To the employment side of the equation. See, the more you know, the more you can grow. And the more that you can grow, the better off you're going to have an opportunity to be getting things narrowed down and whittled down and defined to where you're going to get what you want and how you want to be able to engage in that career that you want to participate in. So again, create the plan and then do something with it. The next step Ms. Audra's going to give us is tip number 3. And see, and this is a critical one. If once you've defined and then once you've done some informational interviews, then you have some information that you can take some action on. And so in this action, in this do, is to do tip number 3. Go ahead, Ms. Audra.
Make a list of organizations that you want to know more about and where you think you can get the experience you want.
So again, make a list of organizations that you want to know more about and where you think you can get those experiences that you want to have. Right. So if, again, it's a mechanic and you realize, you know, I want to be in a small mom and pop mechanic shop. I don't want to go to the dealership. Oh, wait a minute. You mean there's a difference of mechanic? Yeah. That environment, that experience is going to be very different between a small mom and pop shop, regardless of the industry, and a large dealer or corporate or big box environment. What do you want? Do you want to be, heaven forbid, maybe you want to be an entrepreneur. And you may want to talk to other people that are entrepreneurs themselves. It's a lot of work. Trust me. But the key thing is, again, let's go back. Let's talk about these steps. Step 1, create the plan. Step 2, and that's where we're still at, is you need to develop action plans and things to take place, and you've got to do them. Conducting the informational interview. Making sure that you are understanding what organizations are out there and about there. Oh, my goodness. You all have information on the internet that is insane. Go out online, learn about these companies and organizations. Oh, you want to learn about some of the best and brightest in Houston? Well, then guess what? The Unleashed Radio Hour is the media partner for Houston's best and brightest companies to work for. Go listen and look at, see what some of the best and brightest are. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com and listen to the podcast. You can also go out to 101bestandbrightest.com and go into the Houston area and the programs and learn about the past award recipients. What are those companies doing? What are they doing to make a difference in the community? See, that's where we start doing some homework, ladies and gentlemen, because when we do the homework, we have information, then we can make a very well-informed decision. Get ready. Here comes the bad line so that your career isn't simply living on a prayer.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're rolling. We're rocking and rolling here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We're taking care of business, doing what needs to be done. Hey, today we're talking about how to gain some experiences so that you can set your career up for success. Today we're talking about what you can do, the actions that you can take, and I'm going to tell you the formula that I've put this in, and then we're going to get to tips 4 and 5. So we start talking about there's a template of things that's running here today. And that first piece of that template, step 1 was creating that plan. Right? It's the objectives. And I put that in other language of define those experiences you're looking for. What kind of, and because we don't always know the job or the career track that's going to allow us to have that experience. But if you define the experience, you kind of reverse engineer it. So the whole goal is to really kind of create that plan. Create that plan, identify some solutions, and then start taking some action. So it's plan, do. The do activities in that action plan, not just thinking about it, actually doing something with it. We're conducting an informational interview and making a list of organizations that you may want to know about or where experiences you feel that you can gain. Why does that matter? Because, oh, wait a minute, now you start building the resume. Now you start understanding more. Now you start talking to people. Say, hey, Ron, I'd like to get in radio. What can you tell me about being in radio? I'd love to sit down with you. Give you my perspective. It's just mine. You may want to talk to as many people as you can that do radio. You're saying, you know what? I would love to own my own landscaping company and business. Well, you may want to talk to people that have their own landscaping company and business. You truly want to be able to have an opportunity to learn more from the people that are actually doing the work. What did it take? How are you going to get there? What does all of that look like in order to make sure that you're successful? And see, and that's doing something. That's being critical about what you do and how you do it. So the template over these tips is plan, do, check. Then you check yourself along that path. Is this still what I want to do? Is this still where I want to go? You go back, you analyze. Well, this wasn't really what I thought it would be. Because, oh, by the way, now you're getting experience. You're like, hey, this isn't as glamorous as I thought it could be one day. Or this isn't what I wanted it to be. Or heaven forbid, it is everything you want and more. And see, and that's what motivates me, ladies and gentlemen, here to bring this information to you on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I want to make sure that this show is bringing information, tools, and resources to the airwaves to help you unleash your career and your business. Why does that matter? Because it's the key to it, folks. Stop for a minute and think about, hey, if you're not enjoying the work and you wake up in the morning, your feet hit the ground, oh, and it's a drudgery to go do the work that you do. Life is too short. You need to have some level of engagement and significant engagement, in my humble opinion, with the work that you do, because we spend so much time working. That is, unless you're fortunate enough to be born into nobility or you have that trust fund and you have money, you don't have to worry about it. But you know what? That just, as we know, that's kind of like that 1% that everyone talks about. Right. So, again, I'm trying to give some methods. I'm trying to give some tips, some recommendations on how you can unleash your career. In this particular case, again, plan, do, check. All right. Is that really what you want to do? Oh, wait a minute. What do you check it against? You go back against your plan and you check it. What are the key criteria for the job I want to have? What are the things that matters? And I've always used these, and I share it again. Values. What's important to you? Interest. What do I like? Because case in point, if you don't like talking to people, well, then being on the radio, that's going to be muy difícil. And in Espanol, that means difficult. All right. So the case in point, it doesn't. And you may be like, look, I really don't want to work with people at all. Well, then you wouldn't find yourself in a job or a profession where you're working with a lot of people. You may want a position that allows you to work independently, that allows you to work in the back office. I don't know, because you have to define that. Now, you're like, Ron, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to go. Well, then great. Guess what? Call me. Go out to motivationaltransitions.com. motivationaltransitions.com. All the information's out there. That's what I do. That's what I'm here to help with. I'm here to help you truly define and create the plan so that the results that you get are the ones that you have defined. And I know it's hard, but you just got to get started. You just got to take that first step to create the plan and do it and check it against, is this really where I want to go and what I want to do? Speaking of going and doing, we've got to run to a break. We're going to jump back in with our next two tips on how you can gain that necessary experience that's required to help you unleash your career. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. No, you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in. We're getting down here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Today we're getting down with how you can go out and be that active ingredient, that active agent, if you will, and making sure that you secure a career of choice, that one that will engage the best of you. And the hope and the vision that I'm casting out there today is the career that will allow you to show up every day, bringing the best of you to the job every single day, doing what you do, making a contribution, enjoying what you do, and reaping the benefits thereof that you deserve. Yeah, that's what this is about. That's what we're talking about here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We're moving along today. We've talked about some tips. I'm using the template. Now, this template, and the reason I said that, you know, the target audience for this discussion really is, how do we help those young folks, you know, those 16 to 20-somethings, launch into a successful career? Why does that matter, ladies and gentlemen? Because by the year 2025, 75% of our workforce here in the United States of America will be of those of the millennial generation. It is going to be a younger workforce, and they are going to, they're already today, as you hear this message, the largest generation in the workplace. But by 2025, which is less than 10 years from now, they will comprise 75% of the workplace. Why does that matter? Because some of them are finishing high school. Some of them are going out and they're in college right now. And our success, believe it or not, resides in their success and launch into careers and jobs of their choice in their profession. The challenge is, as we talked about, and I discussed this last week on the show, is there's just so much that needs to be done. There's too few and they're too busy. And what I'm talking about are school counselors. They're overwhelmed. Kids are falling through the cracks. They're just not able to launch successfully into careers or jobs because no one's helping to support that transition. Not because they do not want to, is because the numbers are askew. There's too many students for too many counselors. So I'm hoping that this message dials in and helps to look at a way by which to approach a successful career. I'm using a template that I learned a while back that was in the total quality management movement. It's a principle known as plan, do, check, and act, or plan, do, check, and adopt. And what it is, you create the plan, you do the plan, you take actions, you check, is it working, and then you act and make changes or adopt changes as necessary. It's called continuous improvement. And guess what? We are a project ourselves. We will start a career, we'll start a job, and guess what? If you're not improving, then you're stagnating, you're not growing, which means you're probably not making any more money, you're probably not engaged in the work that you do, you're just doing the status quo. So then go what? Hey, let's create a plan, let's do it, let's check it. Is it working? Is that where I want to go? Is it helping me? And then you adopt the changes as necessary. You keep growing, you keep improving. And the key that we're talking about today in experiences is that we have to change the perspective and the philosophy that our young people that are getting out of high school, who are going to college or going out into the workforce, they need to start doing some planning versus just rolling the dice of luck and hoping that it falls into play. I started out with talking about, how do we define the experience that someone wants to have in a career or job? Conducting an informational interview, making a list of organizations that you want to know more about and where you think you can gain some of that experience so you can go talk to folks. And then the next tip that we're going to do is from our special assistant today in here, Mr. Nolito Bandito Loquito Hijocito. Mr. Nolan's going to help us out, and he's going to give us tip number 4.
Network with those around you.
Yeah, network with those around you. So when you finally have done all the defining that you need to do, you have a greater essence of what it is that you're looking for, then you need to start networking. Who do you know? And by golly, networking today is exponentially easier than it ever has been. Social media, go in your church, in your community, your local organizations, your friends' friends, your friends' parents, other people. Hey, all you need to do now that you defined it is, hey, look, I really want to be an astronaut. What does that take? Guess what? We are in Space City, USA, here in H-Town. You can go down and talk to people who are actually astronauts. You can find out, is that something you can actually do? Yes. Oh, there's space camps. Oh, wait a minute. Now we're going and getting experience. See, once you define it, everything else falls into place. Everything else starts to fall into place. It begins with, you must define it so that you can measure it. Once you measure it, you can manage it. I keep saying that over and over and over again, and I hope that it resonates because that's how it works. And then you go back to the plan. It's a constant cycle. How many of you out there, and answer this to yourselves, I guarantee you there are people that have taken a job, thought it was going to be all that it could be and more, the job that I will retire from, only to learn that, oh, by the way, I really don't like this. This isn't what I thought it would be. Now, sometimes that's just life. Sometimes it's, we've made a decision on miss or partial information. So my whole thing is, you're not going to know everything, but be as informed as you can about potential career options and avenues. If you're going to choose a path, I'll give you a case in point. Right, young people today, a lot of folks are seeing the military and serving in our armed forces as an option. Okay, well, what are the options within Coast Guard, the Marines, the Air Force, Navy? I'm not here picking sides. I don't really care because they're all protecting our liberties and our freedoms here in these great United States of America. But the point is, what are you going to do when you get in? Not every individual can be a pilot. Not every individual can be a Navy SEAL. But those are options. If you know what those options are those things that you can achieve? Do you have the prerequisites? Do you have the criteria? Have you earned or garnered the experiences to help you grow and promote yourself within the ranks, literally and figuratively speaking? And that's no different in our armed services or actually out in any career or organization where you're going to grow and develop. The whole purpose of networking in that tip number four is that's where you can truly learn. That's where people can be the extra eyes and ears for you in your job search. And you begin to learn more so that, again, you make a well-informed decision. And see, that's what it boils down to. Yeah, I've been there. I've seen this happen. And other people, like, wait a minute, time out. I got this job. This is not what I thought I applied for. They start a job. The job posting says this. The job was that. And next thing you know, 6, 8, 9 months later, like, wait a minute, I'm not doing anything that I was hired to do. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing this over here. And none of that is what I interviewed for. None of that is in that path of what engages me, that excites me. And it just doesn't work. And now guess what? Oh, wait a minute. That's why I'm trying to teach you this cycle of continuous improvement. Now you find yourself back where you're disengaged. You're not enjoying the work that you're doing, and you need to have a plan. Okay, well, where does it start? It starts with defining what are you looking for. Like, well, what I thought I was getting into, and I think that is always in our maturation, in our life journey, I think that is an ongoing process. You know, the average American changes careers 7 different times. And I'm not just talking one company as an engineer and going to another company as an engineer. I'm talking changing complete professions. I'm talking changing and taking transferable skills. Haven't even gotten into that yet about the experiences that you want to get, right? Do you have transferable skills to take your jobs elsewhere? To take what you can do, to take that jobs list that you've done and those experiences where experience is required, and are you able to successfully translate them to get new work, to get a new career? That is the name of today's game, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, in the job market, it is called transferable skills. It's being able to take your past experience, relate it to the prospective employer, client, whatever you're choosing to do, so that they say, yep, he or she's my guy or gal. That's what it's about. And if you can't articulate because you don't have any experiences and you haven't gone down that path and you don't know even, it's kind of, I use this analogy all the time. It's like a scavenger hunt. You're going to go out on a scavenger hunt. And if you got two teams, one team has all list of the things. Heaven forbid you be playing Pokemon Go and you know where to go to get the Pokemon. Well, you can't get the Pokemon if you don't know where to go. Case in point. You have to have a list. You have to have some criteria. It's a scavenger hunt. Those without the list of the items to get on a scavenger hunt will never win. Your scavenger hunt is your experience. It's your life journey. It's what you want to do, how you want to do it. And then you align your actions as a result. I know it's a novel concept. It's not rocket science, even though we are here in Space City, USA. It is not rocket science, although I do know some rocket scientists. So if those are some careers you want to get into, see, that's the whole point of the network. That's the whole point of where Nolan shared tip number four, network with those around you. You create a plan, you do the plan, you check the plan. Part of talking to other people is checking your plan. Hey, is this really what I think it is? Is this really where I think I can go? Is this really doing what I think that I can do? Because I tell you right up, they'll tell you, yeah, son, that ain't it. Case in point. You know, people often go to SeaWorld in San Antonio for vacation. And what spawns from that experience for many is the belief. It is the uninformed belief that, ooh, I'm going to go swim with Flipper and Shamu, so I'm going to be a marine biologist. Guess what? It's not a marine biologist that they're looking for those positions, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what it is that they're seeking to find. So young people make decisions about where to go, what to do, and how to do it based upon partial or misinformation. Hence, why I'm saying it, define the experience you want to have. Conduct the informational interview. You know, if someone says, hey, I'd really like to be a dentist. Great. Awesome. Go talk to someone. Talk to your dentist. Hey, what am I looking at? Any of the medical professions, high demand, right? You want to be a nurse. Okay, well, nurse, do you want to go have a career in nursing? Do you get your associate's degree? Do you get your bachelor's degree? Do you get your master's degree? Why do I say that? Because right now in this country, there is a shortage of nurses. See, you have to know the landscape that you're about to play in. You need to understand the game. You need to talk to those people that are doing those jobs and those careers now so that you can understand better of what it is to go, so that you get the whole theme of the show, the entire theme, experience, experience, experience. You need to know it. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that the current youth generation, it's about gaining those experiences. So I'm just trying to die in on the win-win situation. That's all it is. But if you don't move forward, if you don't go forward and garner those experiences, my humble opinion and belief is that you're not going to be able to make a very well-informed decision. It's going to be partial or misinformation. And the more definition you get because you talk to people, you know, the better the search, the better the opportunities, the more clarity that you will have that will drive your actions. So again, plan, do, check, and act, right? Plan it. Go do those actions to get that plan in place. Check it. Is it working? Is that really what I want? And then adopt or act accordingly, and then go back, and it just keeps cycling. Because if you find yourself in a job that you don't want to do, if you find yourself in an area that's not what you want to do, then guess what? Then you have to take that action accordingly. You need to get informed. You must make a well-informed decision. And that is the purpose here, ladies and gentlemen, of the Unleashed Radio Hours, to bring information, tools, and resources to you, the listener, to those of you that we are so grateful you dialed in and listened here to the show today, that can actually take what we're doing, use some of this to help you unleash your career or your business. If you want to stay connected, we want to stay connected to you, please go out to Facebook, like the Facebook page for the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, we will start live broadcasting in studio out on our Facebook page, so you're not going to see it unless you go out there. We're not broadcasting today, but we will be back here shortly. Oh, wait a minute, music. Oh, it's here. It's time for us to run to break. Ah, time to go. We'll be right back after these messages.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're rolling here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We thank you for being a part of the show. You're dialed in at 11:10 a.m. on the dial. You're streaming live online, whatever the case might be, or you're listening to this as the podcast. Hope you're getting something from it. Hope you're taking away from this experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. And again, your host, Ron Klinger. This is about, look, I do this because it hits all of those things that I'm talking about. I had the gift and the pleasure of being on the radio a couple of years ago. I had an opportunity to host someone else's show. So success is when opportunity meets preparation. I learned what it was to host a radio show. Loved it. So when the opportunity came knocking, yes, it came a knocking, all right? It got my attention, whether the whistle was blowing or not. And ladies and gentlemen, that was a very, very delayed appearance of the little red whistle here on the show. But listen, when the opportunity came knocking to be on the airwaves here with you on Business 1110 KTEK, which is the home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town, It was an easy decision to make. Yes, I'm going to do it. Yes. And everything that I've talked about, I can tell you with my own show, with what I'm doing here, define the experience you want to have. Conduct informational interviews. Make a list. Network. It happened. Oh, and by the way, how did it happen most? Well, that's where we get to tip number five. Tip number five that Nolan's going to share with us about how you can gain some more meaningful experiences. What is that number five tip there, Mr. Nolan?
Volunteer.
Yes, volunteer. Heaven forbid that you could... Wait a minute. When you volunteer, you can network, you can gain experience. Interesting concept. You're thinking, man, I ain't got no time to volunteer. I got to work where I can make me some money. Well, guess what? Volunteering can also help to enrich not only your lives, but the lives of others. Do it based upon your interest. You know, we're here in H-Town, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other resources that are out there. But in Houston, you can go to volunteerhouston.org. I don't know what's in your metropolitan area, but you can go out to volunteerhouston.org and get involved. Be a volunteer. Find those areas when something says, you know, hey, you got that yearning quality. You're inquisitive about, what is that about? Or how do I do that? I want to work with youth, or I want to help with leadership, or I want to help support the homeless, or I want to help whatever the case might be. I guarantee you positively, without a doubt, there's a need to be met. There is absolutely positively a need to be met. You see, when I first hosted a radio show, guess what I was? I was a volunteer. I was a volunteer hosting for the Community Associations Institute show called The Community Spotlight. And it was an opportunity. I wasn't getting paid. But I tell you what, I gained some great experience that now drives what I do today. It's the reason I'm on the airwaves with this show. Oh, why? Because I was able to network. I was able to network And with Dr. Donna Wick with Wicked Publicity. And wait a minute, who do I work with to do this show? Exactly. See, there's a serendipity about it in connecting the pieces of the puzzle and the parts. And I really think a big part of it is once you've defined, once you've conducted some informational interviews, once you have an essence of what you're seeking to find, then you go out and search for that and you network. And it's amazing. Once you give it definition and clarity as to what you can do, and how you can do it. Hey, we're going to run to a break. We're going to get down. We're going to turn it down. We're going to come back for our final segment, give you a quote of the week, and help you make sure you get the experience you need to unleash your career. You're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Turn down for what?
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Know you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. Kick addiction.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is Business 1110.
'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're here in the city. We're rocking here. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're coming to a close here for today's show, and I want to thank you for being a part of this journey and experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. You know, I hope that I've given some information, you know, those top five tips. One, you know, we're talking about how do you gain meaningful experience. You know, it's about defining what you're looking for. You know, it's that laundry list. It's that scavenger hunt. Define that. The more definition, the more clarity you give, the better off it's going to be. You know, to help you do that, I suggest, you know, conduct informational interviews. And we're doing this with a career focus. You know, the key is, who can I talk to? Who can I learn from? Who does what it is? I want to get into pharmacy. Well, guess what? I know some pharmacists. You know, what is it that you want to do? You know, and that gets to one of the other points is networking. You'd be amazed that once you give enough clarity and definition to what you're looking for, I'm pretty darn confident you're going to find somebody in your circle of influence, in your community, a friend, a family member, a loved one, someone at your church, whatever. You're going to find someone that can connect you to another individual that does that as a profession. And then that way you can ask them questions. You have a chance to, it's kind of like doing a test drive of a career before you do it, which is where I then get into, you know, can you volunteer? Can you get an internship? Can you get a part-time job? What can you do to build those experiences? You know, one of the things I left out is that I think you want to collect and gather, put a document, whether it's your LinkedIn profile, something that helps you learn from each experience. What are the pros? What are the cons? What did I like? What did I loathe? What were the things that made that experience meaningful? And that's something you got to drive your career. And the people that I know that do this, and I'm not saying overdo it, I'm saying engage, own your career, participate in your career, do the things that need to be done that enables you to stay connected. You know, I always talk about, you know, again, the tips, you know, it's based upon this template, plan, do, check, and act, plan, do, check, and act. It's a continuous improvement cycle. Plan, define it, conduct information interviews, act, make a list of those organizations you want to do, network with people that you want to do, and volunteer. And then what did you learn? Is any of that working? And if so, keep doing it. If not, adjust accordingly. You're smart people. We were blessed with the ability to think critically, to solve problems. The problem I'm trying to solve is I want more people to be engaged and love the work that they do. And it comes from gaining experience. It comes from doing things. It comes from stretching yourself. It comes from not staying in your comfort zone and going outside of that comfort zone so that you can grow. Yes, you're not going to know how to do everything, but you can learn. You're smart. You can do those things, absolutely. You know, and there's a couple of quotes here that I think are very critical. We start to understand, you know, what is it? You know, I love this one right here. This is great. And what we're talking about is taking that experience and building upon it. But this is from Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein said, "The only source of knowledge is experience." You're going to do things right. You're going to do them wrong. You're going to succeed. You're going to fail. And all of those experiences start guiding you down the path of refining. So take a diamond in the rough. It's refining you to shine brightly in what you're doing in your career, making a difference in your life for you, your loved ones, your family members, in your community, right? And it makes a difference as to how that works. And it starts with you going out, getting the experience that you need. That is necessary. Every experience, good or bad, is a priceless collector's item. Isaac Marion. And I say that to say, I hope that you have enjoyed the experience today in the Unleashed Radio Hour. Get out there, make your list, start being engaged and informed in your career path, your career plan. And especially if you're a young person and you're trying to figure this out, don't put all the pressure on it. Take action. Take action. Go do something that will help you not only unleash the best of you, but help you to unleash your career. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for being a part of today's experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. And until next week, see ya!